This week's parsha, following the plague that engulfed Korach and his followers, Hashem instructs Moshe to perform a test to show that Aaron was the rightfully chosen Kohen Gadol. The test showed Aaron's uniqueness by Hashem performing a nes, whereas the pasuk in Perek Yedzayin, Pasuk HaKimel says that Vehine Parach Mate Aaron Lebeis Levi, Vayeste Parach Vayeste Tzit Vayigmal Shkedim. That Aaron's staff sprouted a bud and almonds. Rav Chaim in a Sefer Time of the Krah on page Kuf Ayin Vav asks, on regular almonds, one makes a bor priyais. What bracha would one make on these miraculously grown almonds that did not grow on a normal tree, but rather on Aaron's staff? Rav Chaim says there are three possibilities. First, says Rav Chaim, the bracha could be shahakol. The Gemara in Brachos on Daf Mem Amud Beis says that the bracha for pitrios, for mushrooms, is shahakol. And why is that? The Gemara explains that since mushrooms do not draw their nourishment directly from the ground, one makes a shahakol. So too, says Rav Chaim, these miraculous almonds that do not receive nourishment from the ground, one would make a shahakol. A second possibility, Rav Chaim says, is that one would make kaitz. Why? Says Rav Chaim, that even though these almonds do not receive nourishment from the ground, since lamaisa they grew from an eitz, from a piece of wood that is Aaron's staff, then one would make a boy per eitz, as even a piece of wood that is detached from the ground can be considered a tree. As the pasuk says, ase shitim omdim, the wooden panels of the Mishkan are referred to as eitzim, even though they are not attached to the ground. And finally, says Rav Chaim, perhaps the bracha would be something totally unique, as the Sefer Chassidim writes that the bracha that Klal Yisrael would make on the mun in the Midbar was Hamoti Lecha Min HaShemayim. And if so, it's possible that these miraculous almonds, the bracha would also be Hamoti Shkedim Min HaShemayim or Min HaMata.